Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Elder White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Keogh moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hubbs moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbs tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. One out. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hobby out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby fires to first and picks off Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbs moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. L. Tapp now catching. Joe Gaines pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Wally Post pinch hits for Gordy Coleman. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zimmer. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Zimmer steals second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing left field. Don Pafletic now playing first base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.